Now you try.
Look, I don't know how well I'm going to bowl for you guys, but I appreciate you having me on the team.
You don't need to apologize, man. The guys are going to be needing you the way Cliff bowls.
Just keep it that subtle, man. Your game isn't going to get any better upstairs, Huxtable. Come on, loser.
Nah, don't be so hard. My son, he knows his way around the bowling alley.
Yes, but after he parks the car, he still got to bowl.
I know the other team's average. And all he has to give us is 75 points.
Well, surely the man can do that.
There's the rest of the team. Hey, James, come on in.
We got the motor running.
Yeah, Cliff will be right
there.
Is he late again? Elvin, I don't think you know these fellas. This is Elvin Thibodeau.
Hi, I'm the new bowler on the team.
Oh, you're the young doctor married to Cliff's daughter, Sandra.
That's right.
Yeah, with the twins, Winnie and Nelson.
Oh, you guys know my kids.
We should. Russell shows us new pictures every month.
Can they walk without falling down yet?
Sure they can.
Well, then they can take your father-in-law's place on the team.
Elvin, this is Joe Sims. He is in the bank business. They used to call him Rubber Arm. And this here is Frank Potter. Payday Potter. Now, if you're looking for a new car, this is your man.
Rubber Arm and Payday. Those are great names.
We got those in the Negro League.
Ah, great pitcher, great hitter.
A Negro League. Do you mean to tell me that you guys played with, like, Jackie Robinson, Minnie Minozzo, Roy Campanella?
Oh, yeah. They are the guys that they talk about.
There are plenty that they don't talk about, like a guy named Classy Judy Johnson. But Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, and Ernie Banks got their start in that league, too. He helped make them famous. They hit a lot of home runs off of this man.
Hey, they were friends of mine. I gave each one of them one home run, start them off on great careers. But I can brag about striking out Frank Robinson.
When?
Come on, man, you know when.
You know, I always felt like I missed something not being born back then.
You did. You missed being 72 years old.
Hey! All right. What kind of outfit is that? It's an outfit for bowling.
Wow.
Does it come in a cummerbund?
Let's go. Let's go. I'm ready. I might bowl 700.
Come on, Elvin, you ride with me. I'll tell you some more Negro League stories.
Now, the same deal as last season, right?
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Don't mind.
The man with the lowest points buys dinner.
Okay.
And Huxtable, I'm going to make sure you don't weasel out and buy us those cheapo hot dogs.
Who told you they were cheap?
Welcome to another session of the most challenging quiz show on television today, If You're So Smart. Now, audience, if you're so smart,
how come you're not rich?
Olivia? You ladies have been asking to help me out in the kitchen, okay? Now's your chance. I'm preparing dinner.
Mom, can you wait 1 minute, please?
We just love this new quiz show.
Our first category is the 1940s.
Oh, my time.
Yeah, the olden days.
Our subject is Westerns, and the question is, if you are so smart, which cowboy star wore 2 six-shooters backwards and claimed to be a peaceable man?
Oh, that's Cliff's favorite. Oh, yes, okay. That's Tex Ritter. Buck! Buck Jones!
No, Wild Bill Elliott.
Time's up. If you were so smart, you would have said Wild Bill Elliott.
Yes!
How does she know that?
She's just smart.
Next category, music. And the question is, if you are so smart, what hit song was attributed to a man with a foot problem?
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. It's,
Flatfoot Fuji.
No, baby, please don't do that. You confuse me. It's, I can't love you because your feet's too big.
No. Flatfoot Fuji.
All right, Olivia. We'll see.
Time's up again. If you're so smart, you would have answered Flatfoot Fuji.
Spooky mom, isn't it?
Yes, it is. What are you two up to?
Nothing.
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 In a kid's eye, nothing. A video cassette.
Gotcha.
Oh, you look whirly bird.
Hey.
asked Cliff to do was bowl a measly 75. That's all we asked of him.
Russell, I'm not criticizing, but the first time I took my daughter bowling, she scored 77, and she was only 8 years of age with one arm in a sling.
Well, Captain meant that Cliff was the best-dressed, worst bowler out there.
What does that remind you of?
Clean manholes.
Right, third base, Kansas City Monarchs. Best-dressed player in the league. The only man in the league to have creases in his pinstripes.
Yeah, he was the worst hitter I've ever seen.
Couldn't hit a cow with a milk truck. When he came up the bat, the outfielders would go visit their friends in the stand.
75. 75. That's all we ask. 75.
I hope we've all been to that.
Russell, I got very great sympathy for you being the father of that man.
All we needed was a trifling 75 from this man.
Next of all, you threw your ball in the gutter so many times, the people started calling it wino. Ball. Such a pretty thing. Looks like it's got toothpaste in it. And you had to throw it in the gutter.
The man who drilled the hole. Look at how my thumb goes in and out.
Who does that remind you of?
Alibi Al Benson.
Take a strike and say a piece of dust got in his eye.
Or how about that time he said he got blinded at bat because the sun was reflecting off the bald head of a man sitting in the center field.
It's not the ball's fault. I mean, what you need is a new pair of eyes, a new arm, a new brain. Son, look, let me put this ball to rest.
Gentlemen, remember, we're all part of a team. Now, let's just forget it. There's always next week. And if my son doesn't become a good bowler, then at least he'll be an expert on buying Chinese food.
You mean he's bowling with us next week?
Hey, more Chinese food.
Hey, I'm hungry. Let's see.
All right. Yeah, right. Everybody meet over at my house. We're going to have some good talk about baseball.
What's the book? Look at this ball. I don't even have a proper bag for it. I just throw it in the trunk. In summer, it expands. I bowl 150, 151. In winter, it contracts. I bowl 150, 151. I've never bowled a 75.
Baseball stories.
Well, don't let's worry about the baseball stories. Just think about the Chinese food.
It was a real cloudy day, and the Philadelphia Stars were already behind by 14 runs in the third inning. So their manager, knowing he didn't have a chance, put on a coal miner's hat with a lamp and then stumbles on out to home plate and begs the umpire to call the game on account of darkness.
That's a great story,
eh? Oh, yes. Very fine. Pass me egg rolls, please.
And while you're at it, pass the mushu pork.
I remember the dad took me 44 from Parkside to see the Kansas City Monarchs. And I remember it was a lovely Sunday.
There he goes again.
We're talking about the Kansas City Monarchs. There was a man that pitched for them. His name is Satchel Paige. He had a thing called a hesitation pitch.
See, can you pass me the spirits?
See, now this hesitation pitch. See, a pitcher will throw like this, see.
Any dumplings over there?
Dumplings coming up.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
When the regular pitchers pitch. They just go like this and they throw.
Let me sweet and sour pork. They drop something.
So what they do is the arms go back this way, see? And Satchel took it on back. He took it back. You understand? Try and brought it up here and stomped two times on the mouth. You understand? Now.
What
did I just say?
About what?
What are you doing with all those boxes? You planning on stealing the food?
Hey, you can't say stealing without talking about Pep Miller.
Oh, there's a man who could steal. Pep Miller stole everything except first base in the first inning. Next inning, the catcher walks out. He's got printed across his chest protector, "Thou shall not steal. Please, Mr. Miller."
Don't you get it, Harmon? "Thou shalt not steal." See, in baseball, you can steal a base.
Hysterical. Wake up, boy. You have dropsy. Wake up.
Fascinating, these baseball treasures of yours. I know very little about baseball, so all this good fun. is wasted on me.
Tell him the story about Roy Campanella. Oh, yeah. Now, if you don't get the story about Roy Campanella.
And now, like, everybody knows Roy Campanella.
Yes.
And Roy tells about this game. It played in heavy fog. Now, every time we hit the ball to the outfield, nobody could see it. And Roy's team is circling the bases, and the score is adding up. So when they took the field, the manager called the outfielders together and says to them, here's a ball for each of you. Now, if a fly ball is hit your way, you cry, "I've got it." Now, don't you know the next batter hit a high fly ball up into the fog, deep into outfield. Now, everybody's looking, but no one can see a thing. Then you hear, "I got it." And the runners hold up, and then simultaneously through the fog, three balls come flying.
Stop! Honey, you are missing all of the fun. You should hear some of these stories. Come on.
I've heard those stories before. That's why I'm in here now. And besides, you guys are doing what you do best, trying to out-talk each other. Mm. If I were in there, you'd be trying to out-talk each other to me.
Yes.
So, there's your fruit salad, mm-hmm. And I'm off for a nice, quiet walk.
Well, don't forget to come back, because you know who's waiting for you.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, lady.
You and your friends are out there talking about baseball, right?
Right.
I was wondering, what team in 1950 were known as the Whiz Kids?
You don't know that, Rudy.
And you do?
Yes, I do. Philadelphia Phillies, Willie Pulisad Jones on third.
Dad, do you happen to know who Harry S. Truman defeated in 1948?
He defeated,
You don't know that either, Rudy.
And you do?
Yes, I do. Thomas E. Dewey, Timothy won, Frank.
Thomas E. Dewey, tell them what they won, Frank?
Yes.
Who is Frank?
That's Thomas E. Dewey, tell them what they won's last name.
Well, bye. I have to go finish my homework.
Come over here a second.
Okay.
Harry S. Truman defeated who?
Thomas E. Dewey. Tell them what they want, Frank.
Tell them what they won, Frank.
Yes.
And Frank is the last name?
Yes.
Why does he have such a long last name?
Flatfoot Fuji.
Flatfoot Fuji? No.
Wild Bill Elliot?
What is the matter with you?
We'll be right back after these messages.
He told me the man was so quick that when he cut the corners on the bases, he'd come back to the dugout with dirt in his back pocket.
That reminds me of the great Sir Garfield Sobers, a superb cricket player.
The greatest all-rounder in the world. The Shell Shield Tournament, 1965, the Caribbean.
Caribbean? We played in the Caribbean. This is a great story.
All right.
But you have to tell them next time. You know, we promised our wife.
Yeah, I better be going too. Elvin, you're driving me?
Sure thing. Then I guess I'll go home and teach my twins how to bowl. I'm kidding, Dad. Look, I'm going to come back and help you clean up, okay?
Yeah. So next time, just mention the word Caribbean. I'll tell you that one.
Take care.
I'll see you, Potter.
Well, wasn't that some great stuff? Huh? I just can't tell you how great this thing is, man. You know, because each story gets better than the other one.
Sit down, Cliff.
Well, you know, it's getting late.
We're going to tell you some stories about culture that transcends national boundaries.
Yeah, but it's late.
We talking about cricket.
Fine legs.
Square legs.
Short legs.
Crickets!
Now, you should know about that.
Well, I understand, but you see, it's late, and maybe a fortnight.
For the past 3 hours,
yes.
Everyone in this room has heard about the great American pastime.
Yes. Now, everyone in this room is going to hear about a greater pastime. Cricket!
Silly point.
Silly mid off.
Silly mid on.
Cricket! Right! To the queen.
To the queen.
Queen.
Now we will begin with the escapades of the top 5 players.
And then we will move on to the greatest matches played in the last 5 years internationally in such far-flung places as England, Australia, India, Pakistan, New Zealand, the West Indies, Zimbabwe, and Randall's Island in the Bronx.
The Queen? The
Queen. Queen. So, Crenshaw had this emery board cleverly lodged in his visor. And every time he was about to bowl, he rubbed his hand across his forehead, thus abrading the ball, which distorts its rotation. Well, I decided to reverse the trick. I had some itching powder under my glove and I rubbed it on the seam. Now Crenshaw developed this heinous-looking rash, and his friends avoided him for weeks, thinking it was contagious. Can you imagine it? Can you imagine it?
I knew it was a good idea to keep my essential equipment in my trunk.
And you can see from the equipment what a game of immense skills cricket is.
I don't doubt the skill. I'm just saying that I don't see how you can compare a clash of the titans like baseball.
That is exactly what I expect to hear from someone who admires baseball, which is like our game called rounders.
I don't understand what's funny.
It's just that rounders is a game played by little children.
Well, let me tell you something. First of all, I could play 9 innings of baseball. I could steal 23 bases, strike out 14 people, play the outfield by myself, go get the fly balls, make 16 double plays with nobody on it, and still play 9 innings of this cricket.
We are real cricketers, man. We can play for days.
Of course you can play for days, because you stop to have tea. And then you have cucumber sandwiches every 5 seconds.
To the green.
You can say that because you know there's no cricket field nearby where we can publicly disgrace you.
Harmon, we don't need a field to play that game. We can play that game right in my house.
That is a hollow threat.
Huh?
Because I know you wouldn't damage your possessions.
No, there's nothing hollow in my house. Pardon me. There you go. All right. Now, if you all just help me, I don't need pads for this game. Not if I'm going to have tea.
Well, he's going to be hurling this ball at you at 90 miles an hour.
I couldn't care. Well, no, we can't use this. We use a tennis ball, but we're going to play some cricket. And every 5 minutes, have a cucumber sandwich and tea to the queen.
Well, let's play cricket. Bring it here. Bring it here.
You ready? Yes, I'm ready.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Here you come.
No good.
No. Yeah.
Huh?
You're out.
I'm not out.
Yes, you can't catch the ball, man. This is not baseball around us.
Yeah, but you threw the ball at me. I have to catch the ball.
No. You hit the ball with the bat. That's what you got the bat for.
Put it across the plate. We don't play where the ball is going behind the man. Come on.
I'm ready.
I'm coming.
Hey! Here we go, silly things. Oh, boy. I'm not out. This time, I'm coming all the way from Jamaica.
Yeah, you better.
Okay. He's coming from Jamaica.
You ready?
Bring him in. Come on. I'm bringing him. Yeah. Come on. I know. Satchel Paige with the hesitation. But no, I got you. Don't even try it.
And you're bouncing in front of, and I'll wick you. Oh, boy.
To the queen.